Welcome to WGIL's Galesburg in Focus, a snapshot of what's going on in our community, with your host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. This is the second hour of Galesburg in Focus on this Saturday morning at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson with you again this week. Very glad to do so. We had a great conversation last week with City Administrator in Monmouth Lou Steinbrecher in my hour. This week, I think we're going to talk about something, not that city government isn't cool, but I almost say this is cooler than city government, although, you know, if you can't make a mural cool, I really can't help you, I don't think. We're going to talk about the Knoxville Community Fund. They've done some great things with the help of the Galesburg Community Foundation and others in the Knoxville community. And the latest of those is being unveiled in the form of one brand new mural. And I hear one more may be on the way. So in the interest of disclosure, I talk first with Brett Wright. He is the president of the Knoxville Community Fund. And yes, he's a coworker. I'm heartbroken that Mandy Balzer is no longer a coworker of mine.
Thank you, Will.
That's why I'm here. That's why we brought you in, so that I can butter you up in a legal manner.
Filling the void. Yeah. Mandy, that's very kind.
Mandy's also the vice president of the Knoxville Community Fund. And Dusty Scott is here. He put together this very amazing-looking mural I've been seeing around lately. Dusty, welcome to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks to all of you for coming in first. So, Brett, I'll start with you. What is the Knoxville Community Fund?
Well, the Knoxville Community Fund is essentially a division of the Galesburg Community Fund. Galesburg Community Fund does some great things around here, working and providing monies to nonprofits in the area, and just a fantastic scenario. A few years ago, the Knoxville Community Fund was formed. A lot of the founding members have since finished their terms, but again, it's an organization that uses resources to improve the overall community health of Knoxville. And that's kind of a vague term, but I mean, we're very happy to be able to provide monies to other nonprofit organizations, do some things for the betterment of the Knoxville community, and really develop a relationship with the folks and create a sense of pride in the Knoxville community.
Yeah, I don't know that that's maybe as vague as you might think it is, just given the name of the fund and especially what all you've been able to do with that. What got you involved, Brad?
Interesting enough, Lance Humphreys was one of the members. He actually showed up at the radio station one day and wanted to see me. I'm sitting here thinking I'm going to sell some radio advertising. But Lance...
you got involved in an organization.
I did. I've always respected Lance. A lot of the founding members of the Knoxville Community Fund were very active and involved folks in Knoxville. You talked about folks like the late Charlie Knapp, who was a band teacher of mine, Lance Humphreys, Dr. James Winstrom, who was the superintendent at Knoxville School.
That's right, yeah.
Tom Lacey, I believe, insurance, Peg Bivens, a good group who started this. And what a fun organization to be in. It's not often that you get asked to help spend money,
that isn't ours,
correct, as Mandy references. So I was excited to become a part of that. I think I've been in there a little over 2 years now, and since then, those folks have all finished their term, and we've got a real active group right now of board members who are really energized and excited with what's going on.
I seem to remember a few years back when this fund was first getting started. How long ago has it been now?
Oh, my goodness. I knew you'd ask me that.
I think it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
Does that sound right to you?
Well, I remember it just because I think Peg and I talked about it way back when it started.
Yeah.
So we're actually one of five community funds underneath the umbrella of the Galesburg Community Foundation. The others being Alexis, Williamsfield, Roseville, Monmouth, Bennett.
Williamsfield, did you mention?
Yeah. Okay. And then us, so five. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, so Mandy, other than the allure to spend other people's money, how did you get involved?
Well, Brett pulled me in. He kind of told me, just a setup of the situation. But the linchpin for me was that they were meeting at the Knoxville courthouse. that beautiful old historic courthouse, and I would do anything to get in there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's where we have our meetings. And I was like, I'm in. I'll do it. Whatever it is.
I don't hear too many people say that they're looking forward to getting put into a courthouse.
Yeah, well, you've never seen the Knoxville courthouse then.
That's true. I have seen it, but you're absolutely
it's
right.
It's stunning. Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. And then once I realized what the gig was, that we were really the stewards of the money that is being gifted to us through community members, and other kinds of grants that come our way. I mean, it's just a fun and great opportunity to give back to the community, work on projects that we see, you know, living in the community. I think when the Galesburg Community Foundation decided to set up these community funds, it was because they, being located in Galesburg, while they do have a far reach, they don't know the day in and day out of these tiny towns. Whereas people who live there, if there's a broken swing at the park, we know about it. If there's something going on uptown, we hear about it. Something in the schools, like we're all affiliated with these, you know, the teachers and the school kids. So we are uniquely positioned to identify those needs and then address them with the money.
You've got to stop breaking swings in the park, though, Mandy. I mean, honestly.
Well, you know, I do love to swing. Go high or go home, you know, is what I say.
I've never heard you say that before.
It's my new catchphrase.
I enjoy that very much. Yeah. So talk to me before I bring Dusty into this. Talk to me about some of the things you've been able to do already prior to now with some of the money in the Knoxville Community Fund. Brett?
Well, just recently, the Macy Mulvey Playground down at James Knox Park is a handicap accessible playground set up. That was one of our projects that we're really proud. That was spearheaded by Toby Myers, who I believe she was his niece.
Yes, Macy Mulvey was Toby's niece.
Yes, and I mean, again, a great project there. I mean, it took a while.
What an important thing to have for a community, a small community like Knoxville to have.
Absolutely. I mean, again, and that's, there was some real satisfaction in seeing that project brought to closure. I mean, we've also been involved in providing funds to various churches in the Knoxville area for food insecurity issues. That's been something we've been very happy to be involved in our teacher mini grant cycle, where we're able to again inject monies back into programs and organizations that are helping our students over there. We've got a lot in the queue. This project, the mural project, just kind of came as kind of a pipe dream. I mean, Mandy and I had talked about it, and the funding for this was made available through a ARPA grant, and this project was coordinated with the Galesburg Tourism Bureau, Randy Newcomb, and also the Galesburg Civic Art folks, Tuesday Chet, who helped us administer this project.
Folks who don't know, ARPA, by the way, is more or less COVID relief funds that were given to all kinds of communities. And I know that was county money that came to you guys for that, right?
Absolutely.
It was. And for whatever reason, they had the stipulation that they couldn't use it within the city limits of Galesburg.
Oh,
so
wow.
That really made Knoxville, you know, a prime candidate to receive that money and do something to beautify the town with it.
And gosh darn the luck that that it happened, that money couldn't be used in Galesburg. I mean,
darn it, I guess we'll take it, right?
Whatever's going to happen there. We'll take a break here. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the Knoxville Community Fund and the mural. And we'll bring Dusty Scott into this as well, along with Mandy Balzer and Brett Wright, here as Galesburg in Focus continues on WGIL. We're back with Galesburg in Focus on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, joined this morning by Brett Wright and Mandy Balzer, who are the president and the vice president. I think the vice president is almost the more important role.
Thank you for recognizing that, Will.
That's what I do. It's the Knoxville Community Fund we're talking about today. That's a part of the Galesburg Community Foundation. And Dusty, I swear to God, at some point in this conversation, we will bring you in about the designing of this mural that was paid for. But, maybe I'll throw a curveball here. And Dusty, I'll ask you first about how you got involved in this and how you heard about it, and then we'll talk to you more later about the mural itself later. What interested you in this project?
Well, so I believe Tuesday, who's the head of the Galesburg Community Arts Center, reached out to me and basically said that I was aware of the the mural committee, but then she had reached out and said that Tom and Deb Warden were one of the people of Big Cats in
Big
Knoxville.
Cats Barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, were one of the people that are couples that were going willing to donate some space, and they had said that they, I don't know if I was necessarily a stipulation, but that they wanted to see if I would be the one that, that was interested in.
Oh, they wanted you. Yeah. Okay. They only wanted you. Just, let's be clear about that. Yeah.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. And at the time it was a little overwhelming because, I had another huge project. I've been fortunate to paint the, portrait for the president of Monmouth College, and that was a really big deal at that time. So I was, but I coincidentally, I was in Knoxville, for another event, and I seen Deb, and she said, you know, will you do it? And I said, okay, I'll do it, you know. And so just because I knew it was, these kinds of projects are very challenging and very time consuming. But it was very flattering. They've been a huge supporter of mine over the years, in purchasing, items that I've donated, paintings that I've donated to charity, as well as commissioning pieces. And so, it was fantastic to get a chance to, you know, work with them and Brett and Mandy and, Tessa, and everybody has just, been fantastic. And, yeah, I'm definitely glad that I signed on.
What have you learned about this, Knoxville Community Fund as you've, and, these folks, allegedly in charge of it as, you've gone on here?
Well, one thing I will admit in the beginning, my apprehension is that, sometimes when you take on big projects like this, you have multiple bosses, and that can be very challenging in certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. But this has been anything but challenging. I mean, like I said, it's been such a fantastic. Everybody that I've reached out has been so helpful. Everything that I've asked for in terms of input, they've just been fantastic. We've all been excited, I think, from the get-go. Everybody shared that enthusiasm, and I think we've all been on the, you know, pretty much the same page from meeting one, which is it's a fantastic experience to be a part of.
Wonderful. And I will get back to you in the course of this conversation, I swear. Mandy, there's been another project in Knoxville
yes.
that I would suggest, by the way we were talking it off the air, you're kind of passionate about.
I'm very passionate about it. So as part of the Knoxville Community Fund, we have the monies that have been gifted to us through the community members, people who live in the community and outside. But one gentleman in particular who has asked to remain anonymous lived in Knoxville during his formative years, moved away and has spent his life in California. And now he's decided that he wants to give back to the community that he grew up in. So he has made a very sizable contribution specifically for the planting of trees in Knoxville.
How cool is that?
It's very cool. So it's actually been a little bit of a challenge because we want to plant as many trees as possible. He remembers in his youth driving through town and just having all of these beautiful trees. So we want to, I mean, we still have many beautiful trees, but, you know, through the years, things happen. So we're trying to replant where trees once were. We've put in, oh golly, maybe 30 or 45 trees at the cemetery. We put some trees at school properties, at church properties, basically anywhere we see a free spot, we try to plant a tree. And, you know, it's going to be really neat down the road to watch these trees grow, to watch the landscape change, and to know that this one person has made that possible.
I think you're just trying to compete with former Fire Chief Tom Simpkins here in Galesburg in terms of putting trees into the
ground. Is he a tree planting man?
He not only did he go to college for forestry, he's been doing that a lot around town here. And the library is the latest example of that. So,
yeah.
But I think that's fantastic. Any ideas then in that case as to why some of these trees went away? Were they just in bad shape?
Yeah, or? I mean, you know, like, I mean, what do we have? The
board.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, those infestations and, I mean, you know, storm damage. And and sometimes with the changing of hands with property, you know, buildings come up and things have to go. So I think that's part of it. But We definitely have the money to make the change happen, and now we're just looking for the land to plant it on. So
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're a Knoxville business organization and you have some space and you would like some trees, please get a hold of us.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. How do you, Brett, how do you come across people in the community who want to give in this way or give something if it's not, you know, financially, if it's in some other way, like time or help or things like that?
Well, as far as donors and some of the folks who have graciously given to our fund, I mean, a lot of that is managed through Galesburg Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. I know Josh Gibb is real involved in that, as is some of his other team members. I mean, we also have contacted or used mail pieces to kind of reach out to some folks who are, you know, alums of Knoxville High School or have a connection to the area, just talking about our program and how estate planning and donations and stuff can be injected back into the communities. I do want to say one thing. I want to make a correction. When I was talking earlier about one of the founding members, I inadvertently referred to Tom England as Tom Lacey. Tom England had Lacey England insurance.
Right. Okay.
I just wanted to correct that because he was a very important part of the group that started that. But yeah, I mean, if you are interested in talking to us, we welcome the chance. I mean, you can reach out to any of the board members. We always welcome those discussions. And again, Josh and his team has done some fantastic things in terms of, creating the funds and managing.
Yeah. And if you aren't in a place where you can give financially, I mean, time and talent is absolutely a wonderful way to, you know, give to us and in your community. And we can certainly help you, but the Galesburg Community Foundation connects people with causes that they care about. So if there's something that you're passionate about, undoubtedly, there is a nonprofit out there that's already working on that behalf, and you can donate your time and talent to help that cause.
That's fantastic. We need to take another break here for news, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about this big mural that one of a few that the Knoxville Community Fund will have a part of. Brett Wright is here. I work with Brett. Mandy Balzer is here. I used to work with Mandy, and Dusty Scott, who created the mural that we'll be talking about probably in much more detail after this check of news when Galesburg in Focus continues on WGIL.
Welcome to WGIL's Galesburg in Focus, a snapshot of what's going on in our community with your host, Will Stevenson.
Galesburg in Focus continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday morning. It's our second hour of Galesburg in Focus. Hope you caught Chris Poston with folks from OSF Healthcare in our first hour. All of our conversations, as with all of our interviews here, will be available on WGIL.com. Just scroll right down the front side of the page on the left-hand side in the on-air conversation section. You'll find everything there. And this interview will post there as well after you hear it on Saturday morning. We're talking about the Knoxville Community Fund, which is one of the number of community fund arms of the Galesburg Community Foundation. Brett Wright is president of the Knoxville Community Fund. Mandy Balzer is vice president. And Dusty Scott is here, who made a mural that's getting supported by the Knoxville Community Fund. I would be remiss if I did not mention every chance I can so I don't lose my journalism card. I work with Brett, and I used to work with Mandy, and Dusty Scott is here as well. Again, we'll move him into this because we're talking about this mural. I'll start with you first, though, Brett. Why a mural?
Again, my background, believe it or not, I have a real appreciation for art. I was actually an art major in college, double major. And it's funny. This gave me a chance. Mandy and I were talking about what can we do in downtown Knoxville to bring some attention, to bring some visitors, to bring some folks into town. And if you go back over the last maybe 10, 15 years, the downtown appearance of Main Street in Knoxville has really improved. I mean, mm-hmm. for a while there, we had some businesses that had left. I think part of that was through use of some TIF funds, but businesses are really taking pride and improving the looks, the exterior of their buildings.
And I don't necessarily think that was something that was always done in Knoxville, except for the last couple of years.
And you look at, again, just, I mean, again, not to, you know, specifically point out places, but where Big Cats is located for a while, that building was vacated. And again, you look at the project that Gary Gowdy took on with his Shell station there in the corner.
Yeah.
What he's done is he's renovated that, pretty much made that a photo op spot for Knoxville. But you know, we were just interested again in creating some interest and in beautifying the area downtown. We identified some spots where murals we feel would be appropriately.
And Brett and I talked about, like, when you go to visiting towns, mm-hmm. when you're, you know, new to a town, what is something that makes you remember that place? And so oftentimes it is art. You know, if you go to downtown Dubuque, mm-hmm. There's, I mean, art is popping up everywhere. And not only does it showcase local artist mm-hmm. talents, but it makes that spot memorable to anyone who visits and then makes them want to come back and maybe see new art or mm-hmm. bring people in that haven't seen it yet. So you're bringing people into the core of your town. Then they might eat, they might shop, mm-hmm. and that's just a win-win situation.
I'm thinking about all the times I've covered things in Knoxville as a reporter, and especially the city council, and maybe this, maybe I shouldn't be making this statement, but what the heck, I will anyway.
You're wild.
Really? Boy, would you like to find out how true that is not. This seems to me like some of this maybe should have been thought of a long time ago, and that it's, I don't want to say it's a shame that an organization like the Knoxville Community Fund had to take it on, but maybe the city should have been thinking about this sort of thing a long time ago and hasn't been.
Yeah. It's interesting because, I mean, some of the funds, I know something as simple as a couple years back, Peg Bivens, while she was on the council, I think was responsible for getting, believe it or not, the Knoxville waste receptacles that are located in town. I mean, again, there's been some, you know, beautification. I mean, the city, you know, plants flowers in the pots downtown. But this again was just something that we felt would create a buzz, would bring some interest, beautify the city. And there was a lot of thought put in this. Manny always, you know, we always have dreams sometimes of our community Knoxville becoming, you know, a mini Galena. I think that was I pulled that quote from Randy Newcomb. But there's so much opportunity down there, and we started talking about a mural project and the funding. A light bulb went on. We were excited about it. And we started talking about, you know, obviously when Tom and Deb mentioned Dusty, you know, his works are, you know, around here. He's done a lot of work. It's a really cool style. And we couldn't thought of a more appropriate artist to be commissioned for this work. A lot of thought was put into the design by him. You know, we also wanted to create a piece that symbolized Knoxville. We obviously, there was some restrictions as far as the grant funding. We weren't going to paint, you know, a neon psychedelic, you know, Miami type scene.
I wasn't opposed.
Well, why, I was going to say, why the heck not?
Brett? We early on in the project, we identified, we started talking about a mural. One of the first ones, I think we presented a sample of a regional style art. It was a Thomas Hart Benton painting that we shared. Very rural, very, again, to use Dusty's terms, a WPA type of style that we felt would be appropriate, that folks would relate to, that would match, you know, the kind of the historic allure of downtown Knoxville. But at that point, when we started talking about the project, that's what, you know, we were really excited.
And
to talk
we
about.
Did have to adhere to the guidelines of the Knoxville Historic Society, which mm-hmm. is a board I also sit on. And the city council had to sign off as well. So, you know, Dusty earlier was talking about a lot of cooks in the kitchen. I mean, we did have a lot of people in on this that, and everybody had to sign off on it. And so fortunately, you know, we did have a good group of people who all wanted to see it come to fruition. So there wasn't a ton of roadblocks. And that definitely helped.
Even as much as it seems these days, and I'm thinking of my own hometown of Kewaunee, where a number of murals have come up, among others, that this seems to me to be the thing to do. So it's these days. So it's pretty, I imagine it couldn't have been that hard to say, no, let's not do this.
Yeah. Everybody seemed to be on board, but I mean, you know, having lived in Knoxville your whole life, I mean, really my husband and I have only been there for about 8 years.
Yeah.
So I can imagine if I had lived there for 50, 60 years, you know, I would want a little say over what was going up. But the design that Dusty came up with, from taking what Tom and Deb wanted in terms of the elements, the historical elements, there is no one that would have said no to that design, because it's just excellent. It's beautiful. It's historically accurate, and it brings to life all of these elements that are scattered about our small town. It brings them into one place. And then it makes you go, I want to see that thing in person.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Oh, that's St. Mary's Chapel. I want to go there. Well, that's three blocks this way.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take one more break, and then I'm going to devote most of the rest of this interview to Dusty Scott, who designed the mural. We'll talk to him more about designing a mural in Knoxville, and along with Brett Wright and Mandy Balzer of the the Knoxville Community Fund of the Galesburg Community Foundation. I'll get it out eventually. And we're going to talk about how you design a mural and then how you paint a mural and much more when we come back on Galesburg in Focus on WGIL. Galesburg in Focus continues on WGIL. One more segment on the Saturday morning. Will Stevenson here with Brett Wright and Mandy Balzer of the Knoxville Community Fund. They've been talking to us about projects they've done in the city that they've that their fund has helped fund. And one of those is a mural that I believe is now up that Dusty Scott designed and painted. So Dusty, when you take on, and you mentioned in the previous segment that one of your other big projects was a portrait. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Help me with, at Monmouth College. Is there a way that you sort of think about painting a mural or designing a mural versus something like a portrait or some other work of art?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's, you know, obviously with a portrait, I guess there's similarities in the sense that, you know, like when I went to paint President Wyatt's portrait, I went to take photos, you know, photos with him, and we set up the situation, but I wanted to get a feel for how he wanted to be, you know, what was important to him. Like, he had had this bookcase built in the president's office, and that was a huge part of his, you know, and he's got tons of books in there, and we know we wanted to feature that. And there was just various things. And also, he's a very, very connective student president, you know. So we wanted to portray, you know, I wanted to position him in a way that his body language, you know, appeared to be open and interactive and relaxed. And so, but similar to like the Knoxville mural, you know, after meeting with everybody and getting, you know, a nice list of all the things that were important, you know, to, a suggestive list of what would be important to Knoxville, you know, it gives me an idea of, like, similar to, you know, President Wyatt. It's like, okay, so what's important to you? You know, what are the things that stand out? Cause obviously I wasn't, you know, I was born in Galesburg, but, and I'm familiar with Knoxville, but don't know all the history. And, so, you know, you kind of, I guess I kind of approach both things and a little bit of a similar thing. The difference then comes like, you know, the kind of the post when you start to put it together. Cause the portrait really gets put together through, the photos that I take. This gets put together, you know, the other, has a little bit quite a different process.
So in this case, it's kind of like putting together a collage, right?
100%.
You have all these different ideas, and you kind of
yes.
put them into one big thing.
I actually, it's funny you say that, because that would have been the next thing I would have said, is that how I designed this was I basically went through all the list and I started thinking some stuff had to be weeded out that was on the list because it either no longer exists or the way it exists is nothing like what it once was. And so I decided to certain things that some people may, you know, wonder why was not on there. It had nothing to do with the lack of importance. It really had to do with representation and also fit in the balance of the painting mural.
You don't exactly have all the room in the world.
Exactly. Not everything. And then, you know, when you have a town like Knoxville that has such a rich history, you know, there's no way that a 8-foot by 20-foot painting is going to encapsulate all that for everyone. But, you know, in the process of eliminating, you know, selecting things that people are familiar with, you know, today that maybe either haven't changed as much. But one thing that I wanted to do, even with the list that I received, is that, you know, being myself like a guest to Knoxville, I wanted to think about, like, for instance,
I just
the pavilion.
Pulled up the mural, by the way, and I think Dusty's kind of looking at it.
Right. Now I can remember. Yeah. But yeah. Who did that? The pavilion, there's, you know, like the cannons, those things were not listed on the list. But I thought, you know, when I go to Knoxville and I think about, you know, Scenic Drive and various things, those are things that I always remember as a kid.
Yeah.
I know some people, you know, at Knoxville were, you know, kind of get worn out on the courthouse, because they see it all the time. But, you know, as a visitor, you know, I didn't want to make the whole mural about the courthouse, but I felt that that had to be included. And I know that was important to Tom and Deb Warden.
And as much as, I'm sorry to interrupt it, as much as, you know, you want residents to be pleased with this, it's, frankly, it's not really all about them. It's about putting something visually appealing up that can, as Mandy said, draw residents in.
Yeah, I wanted it to be both for visitors as well as, you know, people. I was hoping that it would be intriguing for visitors and so they could kind of get a quick education into the vast history of the town, but also for, you know, a sense of pride for people that are local. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it achieved both. So it wasn't just speaking to one set of an audience, but, you know, that it was, you know, appealing to people far and near.
There are, especially on the gazebo here, there are three names on the top. Who wants to talk about those and why they're included? Brett?
All I'll say is they're in no particular order. It just was aesthetically who could be fit in the right position.
Oh, great. Now you're going to make somebody else mad because they're in no order.
You know,
it's interesting.
Right. Right. There you go.
That's an interesting question, Will, because it was one that we did have, you know, many discussions on. You know, obviously, if you're part of an area, there's going to be folks, notable residents who you know, still have that connection to Knoxville. Maybe they graduate, go on and do bigger things. There's also going to be scenarios where maybe somebody doesn't believe somebody merits a spot on there. But we thought this was interesting because those three names on there, there is a connection to Knoxville. Dusty did a good job of, you know, presenting them there. We left them in. And I'm fortunate enough to have some knowledge, I guess, of all of them. One of the names of there is M. Wilson. That's Matt Wilson. Matt Wilson was a 1982 graduate of KHS who's now world-renowned jazz drummer. He lives in Brooklyn. He comes back periodically to do some concerts and such, but that's a connection there. The other one, Armando Gatala, was a 1942 graduate of Knoxville High School who became who attended Juilliard School of Music. He was one of America's premier trumpet players. He played in the New York City Opera. He played at the Houston Symphony. He played at the New York City Ballet. That's the connection there. If you were a band student at Knoxville High School, there was an annual Armando Gatala Award given away to an outstanding band student by Charlie Knapp. The other one, of course, Jay Block, John Block.
I knew it.
Yes.
I knew one of the three.
Yes, John Block was a 1953 graduate of KHS, obviously remembered for being the United States Secretary of Agriculture under Ronald Reagan.
Right.
John, again, had a predominantly agriculture in Knox County. I mean, I think prior to being the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, he was the Illinois Secretary of Agriculture. But just a strong connection. John's interesting enough. He had a twin sister, Jill, who was a teacher at Knoxville High School, but also the Block family. Again, prominent farmers in the area. And again, John did good things. He was a West Point grad. And you know, I know in our old high school, there used to be a bronze plaque as you walked in the school honoring him. So,
yeah,
there's glad you asked about that. And we want folks, you know, as Dusty, part of his design, it's an element in the painting. We want younger people who don't know to see those names and say, who is that? And maybe do some research and find out about it.
Other things, I'm almost out of time, but other things I see in the mural, I see a certain covered bridge. I see entrance to the Knox County Fairgrounds. I see cornfield cemeteries, greenery. And then I see at the very top, I see Knoxville on a banner with the words Pride of the Prairie about that. Can someone talk about that for a minute?
I mean, essentially we just, you know, we're talking about different slogans of the town. I don't think we officially have one, but we just threw around some things that made sense. And, you know, Knoxville was the county seat before Galesburg became the mecca of Knox County. So, you know, we like to think we are the pride of the prairie. It's a sweet little small town. And, you know, it does rival a Galena for our area, I would say. So, yeah, that's where that came from.
Dusty, from start to finish, how long did this take you?
160.5 hours.
You timed that?
I logged it.
Yeah, in a project this big, it's awful hard, especially, you know, when you're getting paid, it's you know, there's other kinds of art projects that I do that I kind of have base prices for, but it's really hard to when you take on something like this, because there's not really a great comparison point, especially with something that has this much detail. So
yeah.
I felt like I needed to log and you know, all my hours and figure out, you know, and then go from there at that point.
Do you feel like you have another one of these in you?
You know, I have another one that I need to be doing here soon, but I also have, I'm very fortunate that I have some other people that are on my list, and I have to kind of, being a one-man band, it gets a little tricky. So I'm doing what I can to play catch up, and these are just so challenging because almost everything stops when these kinds of projects go on, because it's from start to finish, you don't really let your nerves down until you put the last finishing touches on and take a step back, and then that's so. It's quite a bit. Just one more thing. There's always an Easter egg in my large projects. And the Easter egg is I always put my daughter's name in there somewhere hidden. If you go around town to some of the other paintings, which I think I have paintings in like 20 or some local businesses and
that's
whatnot,
amazing.
That she normally makes their way into any of the oversized larger paintings, you know, anything that's 4 foot by 8 foot or something like that, her name will be in there.
Well, I'm just going to have to go to Big Cats and just stand there and stare
that's
until
right.
I figure
get something
it out.
To eat first, yeah. And then, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We do have another art project, and we're kind of spreading the love around there.
I was just going
to
ask about that, talk about that. Give me about maybe less than a minute on that, Mandy.
Okay, so we've commissioned another local artist, Jake Reeder, and he is going to work on the side of the building next to Gary Gowdy's Shell Station.
Yeah.
Kind of at that same intersection in Knoxville. So as you're heading that direction that you would see the current mural that Dusty did, you will also see this. And Jake is going to be recreating two original pieces of advertisement that were on that wall probably 50 years ago,
that's
60
amazing.
Years
yeah.
ago.
I love 30s and stuff 40s. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that should bring another cool visual element to the downtown, and also just showcase more local artists.
Very good. And when is that going to start?
That's actually started again. Jake's another KHS alum, and he is a muralist and graphic designer based out of the Quad Cities. But he started the project now, and
okay,
I anticipate by the end of May that one will be done.
There is going to be a bit of a party at Big Cats Barbecue on May 25th, is that so. Right?
Yeah.
With some outdoor music, and of course people are going to be coming to see Dusty's work. Jake's work should be done as well, so highly encourage you to come out, see both of these works of art, get a bite to eat, and just take in Knoxville, because it is the pride of the prairie, people.
That's absolutely, and we'll get Jake in here to talk about that once that's done. Brett Wright and Mandy Balzer with the Knoxville Community Fund, part of the Galesburg Community Foundation, and current and former co-workers. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for doing this for the community. And Dusty, you too. Thanks for Dusty Scott. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing this for the community. What an awesome thing. And thanks for doing it as many times as you have to help make things look better around
here. Oh, I so appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Galesburg in Focus. I'm Will Stevenson. Have a terrific rest of your weekend. I'll see you Monday morning on Galesburg's Morning News at 8 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Galesburg in Focus on WGIL. Podcast of today's and all of our Galesburg in Focus interviews are available on WGIL.com, as well as the new WGIL app. Be sure to join us next Saturday morning when we feature conversations with businesses and individuals doing interesting things in and around the Galesburg area.